Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Wyoming Stable Token Commission seeks public input. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalene. Created with the passage of the Wyoming Stable Token Act, the Wyoming Stable Token Commission has begun the process of generating the Wyoming Stable Token, a virtual currency. According to the press release from Governor Gordon's office, the state has embarked on an ambitious schedule to consider and possibly issue a digital token or stable token by year's end. Accordingly, Wyoming is anxious to build a competent platform and policies in short order. The commission is seeking input from the public as it develops policies to ensure the state remains a leader in digital assets. Those interested in being considered for one of the subject matter expert positions on the commission may provide an expression of interest to the commission. As requested by the commissioners, anyone wishing to provide their thoughts, ideas, and concerns on how the process to develop the stable token should be established, how the stable token should be structured, or any other challenges or issues to note, can do so through a digital form on the governor's website. The Stable Token Commission will hold its next meeting at 1:30 p.m. on June 6th in the Wyoming State Capitol Extension. Additional information may be found on a dedicated website, governor.wyo.gov. Police conduct alcohol compliance checks on businesses with liquor licenses around town. Periodically, the Gillette Police Department visits businesses around town that sell liquor to see if they are properly checking IDs of patrons to verify if they are 21 and legal to purchase alcohol. Deputy Chief Brent Wasson said officers did 26 inspections on Tuesday, with only one business mistakenly selling to a decoy minor. A 29-year-old employee of Albertano's Mexican Food sold beer to the decoy. He was cited for selling alcohol to a minor. The business will be reinspected at a later date, and Gillette Police will engage with the business in the future to ensure they are in compliance with the city ordinances on selling alcohol. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalene.